Good Morning Cybertron is a podcast intended for adults and is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'm Simon Furman, and you're listening to Good Morning Cybertron.
Perfect. Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, Cybertron!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I am your host, Scout. I created this fucking monster, and now it's out of control. I have no reins on this whatsoever. It's murdering children, throwing them into wells. It's burning huts down, taking pitchforks, and just doing horrible, horrible things with them. And we just sit back, point, and laugh. With me today, all the way from Land of the Burning Cross, it's Kyle.
Hello, everybody.
Have you ever seen a cross burning?
In archival footage.
Oh, but not in real life.
No.
I didn't know. You know, you're from the South. You know, we have a memorial around here, just about half an hour away from me, where it celebrates the KKK being driven out of the town.
Yep.
Yeah. We're proud of that. No one talks.
No one talks about it.
Yeah. Yeah. All the way from the least racist place in America, Canada, it's Thomas.
I knew that was coming.
Yes, that's not true at all.
Well, part of that statement makes it true. Whenever I say it's the least racist place in America, Canada. Oh, and all the way from sunny California, it's Xavier.
Dude, true story. Someone posted on Reddit. Not the Onion subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
Homeowner baffled after washing machine uses 3.6 gigabytes of internet data a day. And then you were talking about cross burnings, and then someone said that's nothing, and it's a joke post, of course, that the way this person responded, but they said that's nothing. The cross burnings where I live use 7 gigs a day.
That's a lot. That's a lot just to intimidate a black family. That really is. Oh, my God. I'm so happy to be with you guys. I have had just a shitty-as-hell week. Oh, hey, everybody. Say hello to Greta. Greta Garbo. Oh, such
Hi,
a good...
every Greta.
Such a good kitty. Yes, you are. Such a good kitty.
Oh, my God. I want to say hello to Duanas Perez. Yay, it's Wednesday. Dwayne Marsh says hello, everybody. Hope all are well. Crossbones Koopa says X-Men 97 indeed. Duanas says eating up my phone data just to watch you guys. Aw, love you, Duanas. Thank you. Wolf 1701 says, Wee! Because you don't have drugs yet with your little gonads and strife. And Crossbones Koopa says, have to say it, Gambit is my favorite. Who's your favorite X-Men? Scott Summers, Cyclops. Pew. Who's your favorite X-Men, Kyle? Say Assy McGee.
It's probably Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler's pretty good. Xavier, your favorite?
Only because I saw X-Men 2.
Ah. What's your favorite, Xavier?
Harley Quinn.
That works for me. That works. Thomas, favorite X-Men?
Forge.
Duanas Perez says, careful, Wolf's kids are around. So don't yell fudge. Oh, that's going to be tough to want us.
Did you not read the disclaimer at the start of the show?
Yeah, man, that's going to be tough. These kids have to learn sometime. And that time is now. Kids, brace yourself.
I like that they're in a relationship and it's like, DeWanis' kids, not my kids. Yeah. DeWanis'.
Wolf 1701 says, yeah. And that, like I said, that time is now. Kids, I need you to brace yourselves. Your father's telling us to do it. He's twice now. So.
Do you remember?
You're going to have a lot of questions for your parents tonight.
Do you remember that old episode of The Simpsons where the teachers were criticizing Skinner's choice of book selection in the library? He's like, look, they got to learn about tech wars sooner or later.
We're going to end up with, Dad, what's a Mississippi fish hook?
It's not as intense as a Cleveland steamer, but it's pretty bad, like a Texas sandpaper.
I'm telling you what, it's not, you know, it's not your Pakistani drill pest. It's more like a gritty Sanchez. So yeah. Oh my
god! I'm not gonna believe this. I just saw a Ford SUV with the word in big bold text on the back of the back of the vehicle. It said Chevrolet on the back of a Ford.
Somebody's confused. And I'll tell you what, who's not confused, though. I got to let you guys in on this. Paul over at Toy.Run. Oh, my God. He is just posting so much stuff over here. The Transformers Classic Heroes team is at Winners Canada. Shelfwarmers let us all know that Miniforce is getting the live-action treatment in China. And, you know, Ultraman, Super Wing Mechs. And man, this is just it's an amazing little site. It's fun. And can it be run any worse than Twitter? No. It's just take all the tits on Twitter and just turn them into toys. And that's what you've got here, Toy.Run. Paul, he's tired. He's retired. He's done fighting the Mongols from the inner earth. He's got so many Morlock heads just on his wall. They're just the entire wall is filled with heads from the creatures of the inner earth. Do you know how much space Metlar's head takes up on a wall? Jesus.
Wait, is Paul the Predator?
Paul is a No, I'm not going to say that. Paul's a good guy. Good guy who's faced down the terrors of the inner earth for us so that we could get knockoff Transformers.
Let me put it in a more nerd-friendly way. Is Paul a Utah?
I mean, he may be. You know, to this day, I've had so many email interactions with Paul, I don't know what he looks like. And, you know, I kind of want to keep it that way, too. I kind of want to keep it that way. There's like a little mystery. Like, I imagine Paul looking very much like J.R. Bob Dobbs from the Church of the Subgenius. That's how I think of Paul, and that's no lie. That's how I think of Paul. Sir Toys is a new religion, plain and simple. So get yourself over to Toy.Run, sign yourself up. It's fun until the daddy takes the T-Bird away. And we talked a little bit about this last week, but now we've got better images. So, I mean, this is the Transformers Legacy United versus 4-pack. Is there anything new that anybody has to say about this as I kind of just go through the better images?
It's still just more of the same, and I really believe Tarn's going to be the lowest priority fig out of this box set, which means he's going to be the most sought after, like, eBay fodder out of the set. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is gonna find a home on the shelf except Tarn.
Yeah.
There's something weird about this box set. I think I ordered it before anybody, like, before the time they were supposed to put it up.
Do tell.
Because it's like 1:30. They kept saying like 1 p.m. for Pulse Premium and then 2 or whatever.
I pre-ordered
it like before they even streamed.
No, people were getting them on Target beforehand.
I got it on Pulse.
I think beforehand. I did too. I think I did too. I want to say it was up at 10 a.m. Maybe? I don't fucking know.
I'm sorry. I can't hear anything over the awesomeness that is Squeeze Play.
Hold on. I can actually figure this out.
Yeah.
I can figure this out.
Oh, also, yeah. Squeeze Play.
So, let's see here.
It just comes with Browning as a gun.
Hasbro Pulse. Oh, your order has left the building. Order 4291202 confirmed. Is that it? No, that's the Ghostbusters.
I have a fucking head on that guy. Look at the head on this motherfucker. What is... Goddamn, he's a xenomorph.
So I ordered... You're right. You're right, buddy. According to my email, I ordered this at 9:25 a.m. off of Hasbro Pulse.
Oh, yeah.
Because that... Well, that's whenever it says 9:25 a.m., Legacy United versus multi-pack. Hi, Douglas.
He looks like fucking Orga.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
Orga repaint confirmed?
Godzilla crossover.
I'm not familiar with... Black, which one is... Who is Orga?
Orga is from Godzilla 2000.
Yeah.
He's the Godzilla...
Oh. That movie's weird.
Yeah.
Godzilla. That movie's weird because if you read the fucking the synopsis for the canceled one where they were going to have him, the TriStar one where he was going to fight the behemoth, it's like, this is the same goddamn plot point down to aliens coming down and scanning an animal.
Yeah, there's the Orga. Actually, it was the Griffin in the unmade Godzilla one.
Yeah, but still, aliens came down and then scanned a bunch of animals to make a Griffin.
Yeah.
And that's straight up what happens with Orga is he comes down and is created when the Millennials scan Godzilla.
Yeah, the story in the American version, at least, was that the aliens didn't have bodies anymore. They scan Godzilla, get his G-cells, make new bodies, the G-cells take over. Oops, it's Orga.
G-cells. That's a plot point in the Godzilla universe.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. Godzilla.
So
Every fucking iteration of some popular Japanese property has to have a cells in it. Like, Godzilla does G cells. Dragon Ball did S cells to explain why they went Super Saiyan. Fucking Gundam had Psi cells, I think.
Oh, shit,
like
it has a window.
Gundam had Psi cells?
They did something fucking strange with that. And one of the original author did a spin-off manga that got turned into a... another anime, and he's just like, yeah, it's all due to cells.
Parasite.
Midichlorians.
Yeah, Parasite Eve had like mitochondria in it. Yeah. It's all over the place.
I like how in Gundam, like the author, he made up bullshit physics to explain what is it called? There was a sort of particle field that's used to disrupt electronics and long range sensors. But he made up bullshit physics for it, and then he actually received letters from physicists saying, wait, actually, that might work.
Hold
fucking
on
genius.
Hold on here, you fucking nerds. You may have hit on something.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember what were those particles called in the original Gundam? Trying to remember.
Not proto matter, because that was Macross.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So I mean, there's not a lot new here about this set, but shit. Just thought I'd show off the pretty pictures.
Is pretty, isn't it?
It is.
Fucking Squeeze Play again, just stealing my heart.
God damn, right? Wolf 1701 says, "Damn government can't get nothing right. Chevrolet on a Ford." I dig the multi-pack. Just sick of the products we can't find. He does confirm he thinks it was up at 9. And plastic windows are back. Hurrah. M-Base. Technical Jim. Hey, buddy. How you doing? Technical Jim calls this the Everybody Hates Cliff Jumper 4-pack.
Oh, yeah. He's even separated from the guys he has to fight with.
There's a little versus in between them all. It's great. Crossbones.
Yeah, I could take the spider... Maybe I could take Squeeze Play. I don't know about Tarn.
No, I think Cliff Jumper's
kind of big.
Cliff Jumper's
Tarn would have to get two first. Get dirt in his eye.
It's yeah. It's a four pack, right? And only one of them is an Autobot. So it's literally let's yeah. beat yeah. up the Autobot four pack.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Wolf.
That's awesome.
Crossbones Cooper says, have to say as a Beast Wars fan that the Tarantulas proto is a must. Can Hasbro do that proto Tarantulas in Spider-Man colors, please? I can pop a head off and replace, but I suck at painting. I'm not a miracle worker like Blunghole. Well, dude, thank you so much. He also confirms, in Gundam, Minofsky Particles. Now, I know Xavier is super fucking excited for this. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles collab.
Fucking awesome.
Did everybody yeah. buy just their five?
Fucking
no.
awesome.
That turned me off of the whole set.
I got one. I got that? One of these. That's it.
Oh my fucking ass. Holy shit, what is that noise?
Sorry, that's the highway.
I'm just throwing a dead hooker out by the side of the road.
I mean, one's pretty much all you need because they just do the swappable head bandanas for all four turtles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the only thing I could see being like maybe a way to diversify it would be is if they did like the turtle blimp next. I would fucking love the turtle blimp.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Here's two things I have to say about this toy. The plain green head should have been a black bandana. Because Last Ronin also doesn't matter.
I will give you that. Yeah, that's a good idea.
The other thing, have you seen the Digibashes that make this animated bulkhead?
No.
Yeah, it's obvious.
It looks pretty damn close.
Look, if you wanted to do alternate heads, you should have gone way back to the Eastman and Laird series where they all wore red bandanas.
Yeah.
And Raphael didn't even have size. He had, like, those police nightsticks.
Yeah. Yeah, the Tonfa.
Uh-huh.
The Tonfa. The thing that gets me is, I mean, this is okay, but it was a little disappointing on my end. And I mean, it's a good looking figure, but there's a dude out here named Printformers. Let's see here. Printformers. Here we go. Printformers is doing some amazing stuff, and he actually did a turtle van ages ago. Let's see. Where is it here?
Oh, Scott chilling out for the 3D printing. Who could have fucking seen that coming? You whore.
Sorry. Let's see here. All products.
Fucking whore.
Let's see. STL files. Let's see. Digital file. Maybe he fucking took it down. Oh, no. Here it is. The Turtle Prime van. And I don't know. In my mind, like, this looks a bit better than what we have there.
I don't have access to a 3D printer, and unless it's hitting you up, I can't get anything. This actually will do me just fine.
No, I get that. I get that. And he actually has the alternate heads for it, too. There's one where it's an Optimus Prime and another one where it's Shellhead.
Although, I will say, I kind of wish that there was some legacy built into it, because you remember the first time they ever did the transforming figures, Splinter turned into the turtle van.
Oh, Jesus. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's actually.
I don't remember that.
You can find that shit all over eBay right now. He used to be the transformer that would turn into Splinter. Well, he was Splinter, and then they made him go transform into the turtle van of all things.
I can't remember if it was Rocksteady or Bebop, because they had the transforming turtles. Where it was like turtles, and then they transform into the Ninja Turtles. So they were real turtles to Ninja
yep,
Turtles.
Yep, I had one of those.
But then they had, like, I think it was Rocksteady or Bebop. Who was the Rhino?
Rocksteady.
Rocksteady. Yep. So Rocksteady was kind of like black or Samoa, and he was like Dwayne Johnson, right? That's what yeah. human Rocksteady. And then whenever they did the transforming one, he's a white dude. They fucking whitewashed Rocksteady.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I had the mutating turtles. I had all of the mutating turtles. They were really cool. The ones that turned into the little baby turtles, and then
yeah.
into yeah, those were neat. I like. Yeah, and I also had the one I also had the Donatello that could turn into a race car.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm looking through eBay right now, and I'm just being reminded there was an April O'Neil figure that turned into Cheetor.
Maybe it was Bebop.
What the fuck?
Maybe it was Bebop.
Oh, that's was black. That's referencing an episode. I remember that, actually.
Yeah, Bebop was the black one. Bebop transforming toy. It's forming TMNT.
Oh, man. She looks fucking awful.
Yeah, they fucking turned Bebop white. That's the one. That's a white
shit.
Dude.
No, that's unacceptable.
That's incredibly unacceptable.
Yeah, I just saw like the original comics and that I didn't know Baxter Stockman was always black.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He was.
Turned him white for the they turned him white for the show.
I'm pretty sure that Bebop though is black in the cartoon.
And I dig the
few times you've seen him as a human, I think he was.
I dig that they've given this guy all the weapons.
Yeah, that way you can get all four turtles out.
You have weapons. You got head options. Holy shit! Wait, the fucking front it turns into a pizza.
Oh my god, you're right. It does. A weird pizza, but a pizza nonetheless.
It's an awesome turtle van. It is definitely the Playmates version of the turtle van, which is even better.
I always thought Raid Filet was pretty fun.
I'm going to sit this right next to my Code Red.
Yes,
the pizza delivery van next to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles van. It's
oh, you think this will be available on Target at
3 bucks
some point?
Off.
Ray Filet, though, that he's, you know, people are like, oh, you're a man that got crushed the DNA of a stingray. I'm like, no, that's ridiculous. I'm a stingray that got crushed the DNA of a man.
Like Peter Porker, he's a spider that was bit by a radioactive pig.
Yeah, and just so happens to sound like John Mulaney.
Yeah. My wife loves John Mulaney. She thinks he is the funniest thing on two legs, and she's probably right. She fucking loves John. Like, anytime
would
we go
you
out.
Say that your wife's in love with this John Mulaney, son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. I'll beat his ass if I ever.
Isn't that the joke you had about fucking. Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah, I'll kick his ass, too. I'll kick Timothy Chalamet's ass. I'm going to kick John Mulaney's ass. Anybody that looks at my wife sideways and getting their ass
what
kicked.
Else does, what else does Playmates have other than turtles?
I think they used to have Batman, but I think that's, do they still have Star
that's
Trek?
McFarlane.
Wasn't that Kenner? I thought Kenner
Playmates.
Had Batman.
Shit, wait, don't they have Godzilla right now?
I think they have Godzilla. Here we go. Playmates toys.
Ooh.
So what do we got
here?
They do have Star Trek.
Buckle, so that way you can get the turtle letter on there. Dude, it's a Kamen Rider feature. You can switch it between MLM, like Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael to make them do their belts properly, like in the cartoon. That's fucking amazing.
They've got Teenage Mutant
they have
Ninja
Star Trek, and they have
Spy Ninjas. Because whenever I saw that those two people right there, I thought to myself, those are two fucking ninjas right there. And Miraculous Ladybug, I don't know what that is. That's
Spy.
That's that French cartoon.
That's
Spy
gonna
ninjas.
Cause a lot. That's going to cause a lot of sexual angst for people later on.
Isn't spying just sort of inherent to being a ninja though? That's like saying spy.
Hey Scott, I got a question.
Yeah.
Did you see Godzilla X Kong yet?
No, I've seen little bits of it yet. Where the fuck
okay.
is? I have been looking all over the place for a fucking Suko with Doug.
Does Chestburster Godzilla actually happen?
Not really. From what I saw, like he's chilled out in a glacier and then pops out and he's evolved. That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't find Suko anywhere. So
I think I just saw for the first time any of them at a Walmart.
Yeah. So there, here he is on Target. I've got the page bookmarked. He's $9.99 here. And that's what I'm going to pay for him. I'm going to pay $9.99 because he's up at Walmart. And I refuse to pay the $30 he is at Walmart. Hold on here.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, yeah.
30 American Freedom bucks?
He's now $24.97.
Not $24.97.
Yeah, because
it's $10 everywhere else. But how about no?
Well, it's a thing where it's being sold by a third party. It's sold by Sells It. Excuse me. Dude,
I'm gonna go ahead and throw this out there. I think Doug will either become Gamera or Anguirus in this universe.
Oh man, dude!
Wouldn't it be like if Doug keeps showing up, but every time he looks like a little different, like. Now he's got horns on his head.
Dude.
And then, like, the second time you notice, he's got bigger spikes on his back.
Somebody made this. Toymaker 3D, who I've printed a lot of stuff out from, he made Mecha Gamera. And it looks incredible.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, hold on. I've got it up here by category. Let's do all products. Yeah, there he is. It's called Iron Shell.
It's like what? So let's make the giant armored rocket propelled turtle even more armored and even more rocket propelled.
I mean, fuck! Look at that. I know you can't, Thomas, but I mean, shit, man, this looks great. Kyle can see it. What's that?
Mecha Gamera a thing?
Not until now. This dude has made so many Mecha Kaiju. It's so cool. He's done such a good job. So he's we've got the Mecha Gamera. We've got the the Atomic Dragon, which is his version of Mecha Kong. So there Mecha Godzilla. It just looks great. We've also got, he's got like a Mecha Kong that he's done. Right there's Mecha Kong. And he comes with like a little Mecha Godzilla fin on an axe. And he's done, this was the weird one, but it's just pure genius. Mecha Gigan. Which is like a full, like Gigan, except he's not just a cyborg. He's like fully robotic. Just absolutely amazing stuff. And the dude has designed the stuff so it prints out beautifully. There's his Mecha Gigan.
You are just like one more post away from just fucking these, aren't you?
I really am, dude. I really am.
Like, I think you've spent three times as much talking about 3D printing today than you have anything we're trying to do a show on.
I'm sorry,
dude. Stuff it back in your pants.
Okay.
I kind of hope that somebody eventually makes Jet Jaguar into a Jaeger.
Oh, hold on.
Like, I know there's art for it.
I wish you would have said that whenever I was back here.
But I want, like, a toy. Oh, shit, there is one, isn't it?
Yeah. Hold on here.
Shit.
All products. Let's see here. Where is the? Yeah, here's Jet Jaguar as a Jaeger.
Oh. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man. Toymaker 3D got it going on. He knows how to flick my bean. That's all I'm going to say. Mm. Okay, I'm done now. I'm done with this. I'm sorry.
Okay, now back to Transformers.
I don't.
Xavier, forgive
me. I can't believe you. No. I'm fucking you in front of your wife.
Do you want me to show you the Quintesson Toymaker 3D did? Will that make you feel better?
Yes.
I'm not going to do it.
Shit.
Oh my god. Doing
everybody ordered TMNT guy. I'll get him when he's out.
So Wolf 1701 says TMNT power. Crossbones Koopa says Party Wagon Transformer is a great one. Little nitpick is a small one. Three fingers on the hand should have done. Agreed with that. Crossbones Koopa says TMNT 2003 is the best series. Dewan Esperes, speaking of John Mulaney, she said John is hilarious. Dwayne Marsh says TMNT vans should be a bit smaller and a four-pack. Crossbones Koopa says, Blunghole, I got the NECA Archie comic TMNT Slash. Look him up. Straight out of the comics, it's the best figure of NECA TMNT. Will do. After the show. After the show, Crossbones, because Xavier's mad at me. And Wolf1701 says, any Transformer is a party wagon, if you're brave enough. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. We got some reveals.
Is that a butt plug joke?
That is a butt plug joke.
Yeah, WonderCon.
We got some reveals. WonderCon
reveals.
Look
at all the shit we already knew about and Swoop.
Yeah, shit we already knew about and Swoop. Should we just talk about Swoop?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he looks cool. He looks
the rest
accurate.
Of it, it's cool to see, like, official.
Mm-hmm. There's something...
Hey, the shit's real and it wasn't all bullshit.
There's something
only
a little...
Only we could wait until, like...
Go ahead, Kyle. Fantastic.
No, that's it. It was just, I wish maybe we could wait until Hasbro reveals this shit. No, I guess not.
There's something a little off about Swoop, and I can't place it. But I like how he looks, but like I said, there's just something a little off.
He looks actually kind of very screen accurate, and I don't know, maybe it's the two swords?
Maybe.
I'm really glad that
I think the blue's too bright.
I'm really glad that he's the same size as the other Dinobots.
Yeah.
Class. Ooh, that's a fucking win right there.
I was fucking worried about that.
Also, I guess you don't have to buy that comic Grimlock if you're just getting it for the sword.
Just put $50 towards a 3D printer and just download some of NovaForge's stuff.
It would have been really easy for them to justify making Swoop smaller.
Yeah.
But why? Why would you fucking do less awesome for a studio series big like this? This is incredible. Is this actually the very first, not including like third party, of course, but like the very first instance of a leader class Swoop?
Yes.
Oh my God, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Because I'm getting like vague recollections of some sort of Energon combiner that was like almost Voyager size.
Yes, there was. It was a blue and gray Energon Swoop, and you would have Grimlock stand on his shoulders, and it would combine up with Grimlock to just a fucking atrocity. Energon Dinobots, and it was the worst toy out of the Energon line. It really was. There it is.
Really?
That's saying
a lot. Absolutely. Absolutely.
There were some really good figures in that line, though.
Not this one.
So I just loved how in the Energon line, like half the line were just freaking gigantic.
Look at Grimlock. There's Grimlock. Oh, and there's Swoop. There's Grimlock robot mode. There's Swoop robot mode, and there they are combined.
Okay, now correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't this version of the Grimlock also repainted into a three pack for like a Toys R Us exclusive for Age of Extinction?
You are correct, sir. You are 100% correct. I'm having my last hot cross bun, so you're gonna hear eating noises out of me.
Oh, I thought you meant the musical score.
Yeah.
You had to get your drum training in real quick.
I mean, I could do that, too.
Hot cross.
Is that a weekly joke now? Are you just going to keep making ASMR jokes?
This isn't ASMR. I'm just really fucking hungry.
It's actually... it's actually helpful, guys. You know, some people like can't even want to hear noises.
Yeah. We might be... Look, I can't tell you this, but the views just shot up.
Gorosaurus looking ass.
My God. Yeah, this is... I can't look at this fucker anymore. This is horrible. I'm shutting it down.
Yeah, it's a...
This looks awful.
The real swoop is in the past because I remember
and,
seeing this thing.
It's on a flat white background.
Just the fact that there was a version of Energon Grimlock that ever got remade as a repaint for a 3-pack. Holy shit, I can't believe that's knowledge I have.
I don't think it was even a repaint.
It was a 2-pack. No, it was a repaint into, like, straight-up G1 toy colors, and it was in a 2-pack. With, I think, the Voyager Grimlock?
Can you believe that was, like, the best Grimlock we'd had in 20 years, too? That's wild to think.
Oh, fuck.
We were in a drought years ago.
I thought the universe version was pretty good.
Yeah, we were in a drought. Now we're fucking drowned.
Yeah.
But now look at us. Fucking look at how many third-party Devastators you can drown yourself in.
You don't like a Grimlock? Well, wait 5 minutes. There'll be another one.
I'm not gonna lie. I found a knockoff of, like, Masterpiece 10 Optimus for less than $100. I might buy some KO Masterpieces.
Nothing wrong with that, my friend. That's IP theft, and that's your God-given right as an American.
Fuck you, Thomas. You don't live in the lower 50.
Yeah, we don't really have freedom up here. Not really.
He even says it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Hot cross buns. Doot, doot, doot. Doot, doot. I love me them. Hot cross buns.
Scott says that while he shakes his ass.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Ah. Let me wipe my hand on the cat to get the sugar off. That's a good kitty.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I think I hit what's wrong about it. I am a toy accuracy kind of guy. And this isn't this is not Red Swoop.
Oh.
He's the only fucking dino. He's the only Dinobot that's blue.
Yeah.
They make Red Swoop, he'll look better.
Yeah. Yeah. He's blue.
And they'll put out a second one. They will.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get this in so many callers.
You're going to get Shattered Glass from Hasbro Pulse. You're going to get Toy Accurate from Selects if they ever dare do that again, or BBTS exclusive. You're going to get fucking G2. You're going to get anything your little heart desires, just so long as there's cash to be made from it.
Oh.
I have a question about that. Was there ever a G2 Swoop plan? Like, what color scheme?
Lime green, my friend. Lime green with a pistol.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that might become a thing.
Yeah, let me see. I don't even know. I'm not going to bring it up. You can't see the screen.
But I know. I think I know what you're talking about because I may have seen some Magic Square version of Swoop that was that color.
I made the I think it's up on my Thingiverse site, Doll Surprise Toys. I made the G2 Swoop pistol.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
I think I even did a walkthrough on how to make it.
I really, really want to have that red and green slag figure.
Yeah.
Like the G2 one. Because I just love that. I love that figure so much. I still have it, the G2 slag. And like the great thing about him was that I got him for Christmas, and he's Christmas themed. Like the green and red.
It's just going to be
very festive colors.
It's going to be so nice having the Studio Series complete. I thought for sure, whenever Studio Series Grimlock and then we got Slag, I thought for sure the last one we would get was Snarl. He wasn't even in the movie. I'm so surprised it's Swoop.
I think...
Well,
yeah.
you get something popular like the Dinobots. It's just really that. It's honestly, hey, some Dinobots were in the movie. You know, if they had the budget and the time, they would have put all the Dinobots. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, you know what? That is a good enough excuse to stretch this out to the entire line of Dinobots for our studio series release.
Paddles win?
I mean, who was complaining? Who the fuck was complaining about leader class G1 accurate Dinobots?
Who the
being
there was
released?
There was somebody out there. There's always somebody, and you know it's the like American right fucking complain. But you know, I try to remember, and it's not easy. I mean, I was just taking a shit on that Energon Grimlock and Swoop, but I try to remember every toy is somebody's favorite toy. You know?
It's true. Yes, yeah. There is.
Every toy out there is somebody's favorite toy. Oh, I had Energon Grimlock as a kid.
I defy you. I will put a, you know what? I will put a bounty out right now. If you find me somebody who worships and adores Armada Sideswipe.
I don't have that kind of time, dude.
I gotta tell you though, when I was a kid, in the early 90s, maybe even late, like I had the Pretender Monster Bot Scowl. You remember he's purple and yellow?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he's an awful figure, but I loved him.
Wind Charger, man. I love my G1 Wind Charger. That's my first Transformer.
I really liked his little vinyl monster shell, too.
Yeah.
I actually kind of want to get a new one.
Oh, man. Oh. There's some beautiful stuff here. Crossbones Koopa says, I got the... Oh, do. Will Swoop's dino head lock into his robot face for transformation? P.S. Recaller to make Rodan Swoop. Don't know, man. Don't know. Technical Jim, the actual one. The Energon Swoop was about a deluxe size. Swoop was the only good part of the Energon Dinobots. I didn't like that he didn't have hands. He just kind of had like little claws. Wolf1701 says, I got that Energon 2-pack and didn't even like Energon. I just wanted the G1-inspired Dinobots. And I remember getting back then thinking it would never get better. Crossbones Koopa says, Swoop has four eyes in beast mode, two eyes inside the outer eyes, so he can see four times as far. Wolf1701 says, Red Swoop will be a Studio Series Selects we will never see. Crossbones Koopa says, Pink Swoop with a Kimberly, for some reason I want that. Dewan Esperez says, we need proper Transformers collab with Hello Kitty. They sort of did it with Optimus, now they need to fully take the plunge. Wolf1701 says, Hello Kitty Swoop. Belusha says, why would you encourage anyone to make contact with a person who loves American Armada Sideswipe? A bet. Just a bet.
Oh my god.
I'm saying that every toy is someone's favorite toy. And yeah. Xavier's going like, not Armada Sideswipe. That piece of shit.
I also am getting... I do believe this is the exception to the rule, and I do believe the percentage skews to be about 100% true that no one fucking loves Armada Sideswipe. Not even Armada Sideswipe's own mother.
Or himself.
Do you think the guy that designed him loves him?
Yeah, Nihilus.
Yes.
Or do you think he was just having a bad day? Like his mom died, his wife was divorcing him. She's
I mean, he
the
loved
kids.
The money he made.
Yeah. I don't
They're
know.
Like, the designer was like,
you're
okay,
gonna
Go ahead, Thomas.
I didn't hear some. What?
No, go ahead, Thomas.
Oh. I was just imagining the designer of that character. Let's make him just like the most annoying dweeb imaginable.
No.
Xavier's gonna shit bricks when Evan says, I really like the original Armada Sideswipe.
That's how we know that one of them's listening. Like
You show me a pristine version of that fig in your collection, maybe.
I own that figure three times.
Are you just saying this shit, or do you actually have it?
I own the Armada Sideswipe mold three fucking times. I have the...
Not by choice, though.
Yes, by choice. Like, I have the Armada Sideswipe. I have Oil Slick, the one that came with Crystal Widow. And I have
that's
the... Then I had the Runamuck or Runabout or whichever one it was in Cybertron. I own so many of that figure. I am a bad boy. Spank me. Spank my bottom.
I'll try to avoid the foot this time.
I've got the Oil Slick one just because I wanted to get that Crystal Widow. That was the only reason I have it.
Crystal Widow's great. There's your Spider-Man themed Black Arachnia.
Yep.
True.
Yeah. Crystal Widow is great. But the weird thing is, I got Crystal Widow separately. I got Crystal Widow, and then I got the Oil Slick.
Weird.
I still don't have the little motorcycle dude for Oil Slick, though.
The Minicon. The weird Minicon. Yeah. That is a weird Minicon.
Yeah.
That's the one where the tailpipes are like, they swing out to form some sort of like clamper arm or something.
In his robot mode, the tailpipes are his arms.
Yeah. And he's got a monocle for a head because he's fucking classy.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. WonderCon. WonderCon Hasbro Q&A. WonderCon, I was actually, Belucius was over here. I think I was actually on, I was in the chat. Whenever Belucius and Ugly Wretch and Phoenix were, and I think Ninja Bill was there too, whenever Swoop dropped, I'd seen Swoop over at the on the WonderCon vid, and then I was lucky enough to run across some photos of him that I sent over. So I mean, that was kind of surprising for me. It's very rare. Like I'll have some people send me stuff, and they'll go, "Don't talk about." Well, we've had that in the chat too, where somebody will contact us and go, "Don't talk about this, but blank is happening," you know, stuff like that. And to our credit, we've never leaked anything that we weren't supposed to leak. So that I will give that to our credit. But yeah, the WonderCon stuff, it was kind of weird seeing like this video, and I got to see the video for about 12 seconds. I was actually looking for the new Ghostbusters figures, which were underwhelming pieces of G.I. Joe. But I saw Swoop for like 12 seconds, and then it was gone. The video was made private. And I was just, oh no. But WonderCon, it's over. TFW asked a few questions. So they had a question. We'll go through these. A thing that's been generating a lot of buzz online: Skybound Optimus with Megatron's arm. If made, what line would that fall under? And they said, you know, it would fall under the overall Generations line. There could be potentially the chance to make a little subline of Energon Universe toys. Clearly exploring as the comic comes out what's happening in the story. I will kiss the firmament. I will claim the Earth is flat. I will believe the Earth is flat. The moon is hollow. And that we have a firmament if Hasbro ever puts out a flipping finger cliff jumper.
Does he actually flip the...
Does cliff jumper flip the bird in the Skybound comic? Abso-fucking-lutely he does. Abso-fucking-lutely. Hold on here. I will put the picture up. Cliff jumper.
I've seen pictures of that, yeah.
Flipping. Yeah, I just had to put in flip. Cliff jumper flipping the bird. And there it is. There's the image. Open image in new tab. Boop. And it's hard to see. It's hard to see because it was a small panel. But if we... Oh, Jesus Christ. If we enhance... There you go. There he is, Cliff Jumper flipping the bird.
Hey, don't flip me up, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Gee, are you taping up a victim, Thomas?
No, yeah. I'm just trying to get. Oh, I'm just trying to get my shit. I'm just trying to get my shit out of my car. I'm gonna mute myself for a bit.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But yeah,
okay, whoever's titled this Reddit is fucking incorrect, I believe.
Well, here's the thing, Funbee
like,
Studios.
He's flipping off Megatron. It's like he's not there.
Yeah, Funbee Studios put
Megatron
out. Megatron
is
out wonderful hands.
Megatron is somewhere else.
Oh God, that's beautiful. They went. There hasn't been a fan vote in a while. Is there a reason? A lot of people miss it. Don't. And they answered, don't really know if there's a reason other than like production time takes a while, so it's one of those. You have a fan vote, takes up to 2 years for the character to come out. We don't want people to feel like we're not listening, but no reason we couldn't probably do one in the future. Hall of Fame is a lot quicker, so that's kind of more of our fan vote on the regular. The next question, are HasLab characters once made off limits forever? As in, could someone like Unicron or Star Saber get made as a new retail figure down the line? Currently unsure. We want to make sure HasLabs are important, and as they are consumer-backed, to make sure they don't lose value and uniqueness. So always exploring potential future options, but don't actually have a clear answer on that. Do you think a G1 Scorn or Paddles possibly go along with the current 806 Dinobots? And they said they always come up in conversation. Anything is possible. I'm kind of giving the cliff notes on this.
That's a yep.
That's a yep. Studio series concept line limited to just movies, or could they include other things like gamer edition or cartoons? They said that's a good question. Anything that they have CAD reference for, possibly, is what that came down to. Some people were interested in how the concept character called Rails was mentioned in Transformers the Movie Draft, but never got official art. And they said, that'd be interesting. Like to have a figure out because there is an actual concept art. They said, could Voyager Bumblebee Shockwave have a version without the battle damage? There's no. They said no. No. No.
Way to waste your fucking question.
Yep. Can Swoop hold the missile launchers in his hands? Yes! 5mm posts. So there's your pressing questions answered. And then, moving on.
These are like dog shit questions.
Yeah, they kind of were. I kind of regretted putting them up there. We got clear images of Masterpiece Genrai. Or Genrai, woo-hoo, if you're a weeaboo.
Very much fucking sick.
Not bad looking. Not bad looking. I apparently had some sort of fever fucking dream. Like the Ebola took hold. And I thought that the train bots hooked up to this. No, I can't find any proof of that whatsoever.
Which Mandela died in prison?
Steven Vanessa Mandela.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's just
John
like...
Mandela. Oh, no, I thought... No, it's supposed to be Charles Mandela. You're in a different universe.
Yeah, that happens from time to time.
But I think what happened is you're misremembering the opening theme or the opening animation for Master Force.
Yeah.
There's actually a bit where the train bots are flying behind the Genrai base.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah.
And I went, oh.
Yeah.
That
all right.
Might
and that's
be
so weird. And it's okay. It's so weird because the train bots are not in Master Force.
Is Thomas calling from an empty room, or is he dumping a body into a barrel of lye to be disposed of?
I think he's actually one of those rug cleaning videos I've been seeing on YouTube. He's like in that rug cleaning room.
That was just a very large room, sorry.
Ah.
He's probably going to go on a fucking rant about Master Force for 10 minutes.
Oh, man. No.
Go ahead.
This was.
I love this Genrai. He was my first Optimus, or no? I think Power Master Optimus actually was.
Well, you know,
but
it's
still,
kind of the same thing, isn't it?
But still, yeah. I love this Optimus to bits. So can't wait to actually. This will probably be the first masterpiece I get in a long time.
He was my first Optimus.
Giant rant in the chat was completely fucking wrong.
Do tell.
Because I had assumed we were still looking at MP60 being $300 USD a apparently he's only going to be he's going to be less than that. Super Genrai that combines with the trailer is going to be $300.
Oh.
Because I'm converting what I assume is yen. I could be fucking wrong further still, but 24,200 yen.
Still a song.
Japanese
steel.
Rice coin.
Still a steel.
are they selling the cab in the trailer style?
Okay, Genrai is like $160.
Okay.
And the other one I believe is like 300. Because he comes with the trailer. I don't know if they're different robots. I would assume they're not. So one just comes with the trailer, and
the Master Force. I think it's just like Optimus, you know, just like your basic run of the mill Optimus. But the trailer version is the one that's, you know, your super power up mode that they were getting into around the 80s. So that's why it's got way more functionality, because you can turn your Optimus figure into a cube to slot into the power armor and add high Q for extra Power Master power and make it official.
I swear to fucking God, it bothers me so bad. Go ahead, Kyle. Sorry.
I think the point still stands that this is $300 maybe for the full package, and the Fans Hobby one was way less than that.
Oh, I know.
It's probably going to get reissued. And also, you haven't factored in God Bomber yet.
Well, it's a lot of that. Like, you know, when you're third party, you can pretty much set the price as long as you control the means of production, comrade. But when you're an official product, you can charge just based off the name. So I get it. It's a very popular version of the character. Like, he was the version that died in the Japanese continuity and came back as Power Master Optimus. So it's just like, he's better, faster, more alive. And now he also has transforming abs and shit like that. Japanese people ate it up.
When there's also clearly the basis for animated Optimus with the blue arms.
When the fuck are we going to get
shit on the legs?
When the fuck are we going to get Power Master Optimus Primal? Just like a monkey with bananas, bananas stuck all over him, and a fucking.
Don't you mean Optimus?
Fucking genius!
Yeah,
you.
Isn't that what it is?
I damn
that's
fucking
just
genius!
Just Power Master.
You're kind of right. Optimal Optimus. Like, the power of the Primes, Optimal Optimus is Power Master Optimus Primal. Fuck! Fuck!
I was just... Like,
we'll get him.
Oh, goddamn.
There was Optimal Optimus, and then there was Primal Prime. I remember they did two versions of that, because Optimal Optimus was what they officially called it, and Primal Prime was, like, basically that version of the suit that Quick Strike wore to control Optimal Optimus.
Yeah, what the fuck? I thought for sure we was going to get a recolor of the Power of the Primes. We got like black and orange, and they didn't give us red and blue.
Yeah.
There was a lot of just wrong fucking decision making around that time.
That Power of the Primes Optimus Primal or Optimal Optimus thing. Did it look kind of like a super pretender to anybody else?
No, I thought it looked good. I thought it looked good.
It looked,
but yeah, but it I mean, had... like it's a little mini robot that has a little kind of nothing vehicle mode.
Oh, you're talking about the monkey inside? Shell. Yeah, the monkey inside was not good, but like the all over package was pretty awesome.
I do remember first came out for San Diego Comic-Con as the throne version, Walter lost his shit because he said, "You can't complete the Power Masters unless you get the San Diego Comic-Con version. What the fuck is this?"
Or you could just fucking ignore it, Walter. It's an alternate reality version of the toy.
No, you're talking to Walter, the man who collects all that shit. Plus, it was the 12 Minicon Primes are only available if you got the San Diego Comic-Con sub.
I don't know why the fuck my wife is sending me pictures of Daniel Craig dressed up like Vin Diesel.
Sweetheart,
can you explain this? Daniel Craig dressed up like Vin Diesel? This picture you sent that said falling apart after you've left, and it says Mr. Moist on Facebook.
I'm so confused. What's going on?
My wife sent me this picture of Daniel Craig.
It's the blind leading the blind.
Oh, it's a video. I can't watch this now. I'm doing a show. I'm doing a show. So let's talk about Castle Danglehand.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Let's piss off Xavier and do more 3D printing talk.
Yes.
Well, hold on. I got time for Castle Danglehand.
Oh, man. We all have time for Castle Danglehand. Oh, my God. I'm still pissed. I swear to God, I saw a fucking picture of his base mode hooked up to the trains, and I fucking cannot find it. Cannot find it. It came to me in a dream, and you're all gonna look stupid if they finally show this connected.
Okay. Maybe early, and then it got taken down, and it'll be up in like a month.
Is this like concept art that you're thinking of, or is it like a illustration?
It was like, okay, this image right here, from the Japanese ad, it was that exact base mode, exact angle, but they had one of the train bots connected up to each side of it. So like where the train tracks are, and then one on the other side. And I swear to you, I would swear I could take a fucking polygraph test right now and tell you that I saw it, and it would say, yes, he's telling the truth. He's also clenching his butt. And then you can ask me all sorts of embarrassing questions about my relationship with farm animals and shit like that. Huh. What all you want to know about me? Christ, man. What the fuck? Are you whistling for dogs now?
That was a door.
What the fuck is going on?
Hey, you wanted to be on the show.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, going over the chat, Belusia said, these people would freak you out, man. Bags of sick under the bed, etc. Wolf 1701 says, Jinrai, Power Master Optimus Prime, greatest leader of our time. Yeah, I would say that a hunk of plastic has done better than probably the last 17 presidents. Crossbones Koopa says, my Laser Optimus versus your Power Master Optimus, Xavier, let's go. Laser Optimus set forests ablaze. What does your Power Master do, Xavier? Set Laser Optimus ablaze.
Yeah. It's fucking Laser Optimus. It's in the name.
Exactly. It seems JT Prime 17 is retiring. But before he does, he is going on a fucking whirlwind tour of fucking leaks. It's no longer a leak. It's somebody has a ruptured bladder. It's bad. So, you want to know all the toys you're getting for the next 12 years? Good news.
Yay!
United Way 5, January 20.
Point of being excited.
Yeah. United Way 5, in January of 2025, you will be purchasing off Hasbro Pulse Dot Sleevens, that's the new internet in those days. Core Beast Wars Dinobot. Deluxe G1 Sure Shot. You're finally going to get that Deluxe Cosmos. G2 Breakdown. Armada Wheeljack. Tarn Package Refresh. Ramjet Package Refresh. Galaxy Shuttle Package Refresh. And fucking Overcharge. Which is the gray, forest green and light gray Blitzwing. Then you have Wave 1 of Primes, April 2025, Animated Wasp, Slingshot, Air Raid, Solus Prime, Voyager Prima, Armada Red Alert, G2 Grimlock, and El Falino. Primes Wave 2, July 2025, Deluxe Crasher, Deluxe Alchemist Prime, Deluxe Swindle, Voyager RID Skybite, Voyager Rescue Bots Heatwave, and Leader Onyx Prime. Prime Wave 3, October 2025. Deluxe Micronus, Deluxe Venom, Deluxe Skydive, Deluxe Fireflight, Voyager Alpha Trion, and Voyager Flatline. Studio Series, Wave 1 of January 2025, Deluxe Hatchet, Double Punch, Movie 6 Bumblebee, Transformers 7 Voyager Optimus Prime Voyager, War for Cybertron Skywarp, another fucking Galvatron in the Leader, and Leader Apelink. In Wave 2 of April 2025, Deluxe Widowmaker Q and Perceptor, Voyager WFC Ironhide and Sentinel Prime from TF1, and Leader Transformers 4 Optimus Prime Transformers 3 Shockwave package refresh. Wave 3, July...
Does that mean we get little... Sorry.
No, go
that,
ahead.
That means we get little diver guy again, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be... He gets the little guy with the parachute again?
I hope so. He's my favorite toy of all time. Little dude with a parachute. I'll give up the rest of my collection before I give up little dude with a parachute.
True.
Yeah. Which guy was he?
Armada. He was the little dude with the parachute. Jesus, man. Pay attention.
Armada, the little dude with the parachute.
No. Studio Series, little dude with the parachute.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wave 3 in July, TF1 Starscream, Deluxe 86 Bone Crusher, Deluxe 86 Jazz, Voyager Thunder Honky, 86 Scrapper, and Leader 86 Megatron. Wave 4, WFC Autobot Soldier, Deluxe 86 Scavenger, Voyager Mixmaster, Leader 86 Grimlock, and then A-level assortment to July 2025, Deluxe Dev Optimus, Deluxe TF1B127. It is. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I will really be more impressed when I start to see images. It's always, I mean, the J Prime leaks are always good to hear because it gives me something to look forward to. But I only get excited when I finally see like a product image. That's going to be the litmus test of how awesome this is.
I'm kind of that way too. I mean, I'm going over this because it's news, and you know people want to see this. But I mean, these are just words, right? It's whenever you see that physical product, mm-hmm. whenever you see an image, that's whenever. Yeah, I'm like you. That's whenever I get excited, like. The only way that you could really excite me at this point is like, I think the most exciting thing that I see on this list is seeing Deluxe Venom. That kind of has me excited. If you would say Titan Class Mr. Hard Hat, I would say pinch me because I'm fucking dreaming. There's no fucking way. Because I'm fairly certain, I know what the next Titan Class is going to be. And I don't know. Some people think I'm full of shit. Some people think I'm right on the money. But I kind of have an idea of what the next Titan class is going to be. But
a Gundam.
No, I think it's going to be Nexus Prime.
Oh, Dildo himself?
Yeah, marital aid Nexus Prime.
Awesome.
Wolf1701, are you saying there's no sound coming through on the show? Because, I mean, the sound...
Uh-oh.
Okay, hold on here. Because the sound is good on our side. And it's saying on the streaming thing on your side. Yeah, the sound. Yeah, it's saying on the streamer thing. Giga Twin says it sounds good to him. Okay. Wolf, it might just be you. Yeah, Crossbone says he can. We're good. Yeah, so, okay. Belusha says fine here. Beautiful. Thank you. This is one of the nice things about recording live. We have other people going like, we're doing our sound work for us. Thank you guys.
Yeah. People going, what are you fucking stupid?
Turn up your speakers.
Expect a free peanut in the mail from everyone. It's not going to happen, but you can expect it all you want. Wolf1701 says, oh God, I'm deaf. Welcome to the club, buddy. It's...
You know, speaking of which, good news. Scott found out he's not actually going deaf.
Oh my God. Like my health's done a bit of a turnaround. That I can hear again, hear just as good as I ever did. Next, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, I will be getting surgery on my foot. They're not going to be able to get all the glass out. They said that, some of the glass we have to leave in there because it'll actually do more damage than just leaving it in. But Wolf 1701 waves hands, pointing fingers in panic. It's
don't worry, everything will be okay.
But yeah, I'm gonna have surgery. They said, yeah, everything's gonna be fine. My doctor was a big African guy. We going to bring you in. You don't have to fast. You like that, don't you, fat boy? You won't have to fast at all. You can eat to your heart's content until you're ready to vomit. And then you vomit and you come in. We have Chinese buffet waiting for you in the operating room. You can eat during the surgery.
You almost crossed over from... from like some kind of Caribbean accent to Austrian.
Yeah, almost. He did actually go, like, because I was showing him like the pictures of the X-rays on my foot, and then like I got to the Tesla bot, like the picture of me standing in front of the Tesla bot, and he goes, "Oh, you going to get one?" And yeah. I said $10,000, to never have to mow the lawn. Or fucking do the dishes, change the cat litter, vacuum again. Hell yes, I'm getting one. He goes, "Man, I do not know. I don't like it." And my wife then looks at him and goes, "I told him no." And at that point I said, "Where are you from?" And he goes, "South Africa." And I said, "Oh, your accent's kind of close to my wife's. I thought you may be from the Bahamas. I thought maybe you two knew each other." And that got a big laugh out of everyone except for my wife.
From South Africa.
South Africa. Oh, you big YouTuber. Well, I made YouTube videos whenever I was in Africa. I had to make my own NVIDIA graphics card from a lump of coal and three lemons.
They do actually have clever. They really do ration electricity in that country.
Yes, they do. Actually, 3D printing is huge in Africa.
So, Scott, you were talking about Nexus Prime.
Yeah, that's going to be the next Titan. I'm fucking calling it.
Awesome.
Okay,
Nostradoming it.
Do you think it's going to be
fucking clear as a sunny day? I hope he's just all sugar glass once again. No fucking piece on that guy is opaque. I want every last inch of that dude to be sharp, razor thin, just 1 micron thick, clear plastic.
It's gonna look like the fucking ghost of Bruticus.
Whatever pisses.
I know it's probably never going to happen, but I kind of think it would be really cool if we could get a Titan class Skylynx.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Actually, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be very, very cool.
Not Netflix Skylynx, though. Not serious as a fucking graveyard Skylynx.
Yeah,
dude sucked. He was just like, "Oh, I used to be such an asshole, but now I'm real serious." And I was like, "That's not Skylynx.
That's not. I didn't like Netflix Skylynx. Yeah, you are correct. It was just
If Skylynx isn't bloviating about his greatness, he isn't Skylynx.
Yeah. Look at me. Now,
if he's not the leading presumptive candidate for the Republican Party, that's not Skylynx.
All you have to do, if you find yourself in trouble, is sit back and say to yourselves, "What would Skylynx do in the situation I'm in right now?" And you can't go far from wrong.
Yeah, he actually
you
said that.
You fight off your own
wiener?
Do I think what?
Do you think Nexus Prime will be 5 dudes or 1 big dude?
5 dudes. Okay. He's gonna be a Titan class the way Devastator was, the way Predaking was. He's gonna be 5 dudes.
It's like, why didn't 5
dudes? But
why didn't they re-release Venusaur as a Titan?
Right?
Five dudes, but they all, for some reason, have that giant scatter shot schlong as a connector port.
Yeah. 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 We got some new collab listings here. Looks like we're getting a Star Wars crossover. That seems familiar. And we're getting fucking Knight Rider.
Fuck yeah, boy.
About
goddamn time. Can you imagine if they expand on this to go from Knight Rider to crossovers with Boy Meets World with Mr. Moody?
Oh, my God. You know, how weird are these crossovers going to get? Because, I mean, you got to admit, Stranger Things was kind of a weird crossover. And not only it was a weed smoker's van. It's one of the very few official weed-themed Transformers. Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was more based on, hey, it's a pizza van, so you can't really call it like a toker mobile because of that.
That was a yellow van stained green by marijuana smoke is what the fuck that thing was.
Driven by a dude named Argyle, which is a pair of socks.
Yeah.
If Kit is going to be some sort of deluxe Transformer, he should be a Titan Master, and his Titan Master should be called Hoffinator.
I'd be oddly okay with that.
I think they can go so many different ways with the Hoff, because he was Nick Fury in that god awful.
Oh my god,
Marvel
that's
pilot.
Right. Give him a little cheeseburger.
You mean
to eat.
The best G.I. Joe movie next to? You mean the best G.I. Joe movie made next to Street Fighter the movie?
Yeah. Yep.
What are the movies of all these things that aren't G.I. Joe? But when you look at them, it's like
that's G.I. Joe.
Well, this isn't Street Fighter, so what the fuck is it?
It's G.I. Joe.
Yeah. That was such a confused film. It didn't seem to understand what it was.
I would argue.
Dude, I
know there's no Superman. There's no Batman. There's no Thor or anything like that. But I gotta believe, if there are superheroes on this planet, there is G.I. Joe. Because if America doesn't have... Right? If America doesn't have G.I. Joe, it seems like we should. Like, the best possible person from... Every like branch of the military and every little specialty in the military, you're telling me that they aren't going to get the best of everybody on a team?
Absolutely 100% something like that absolutely exists.
Yeah.
We're just not allowed to know about
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Exactly. Because they're off fighting aliens and fucking inner earth monsters like Cobra Law. Not only is the Earth flat, it's hollow.
Internet cable.
Yeah. Yeah.
like a chocolate bunny, hollow and flat.
Anglerfish use 15 gigs of data a month. It's ridiculous.
Anglerfish.
Son of a bitch, is that why they're always lit up?
Calling it back. Oh,
Rule of three, baby.
My
Rule of three.
The Hoffmaster. It's going to be hair. Just hair. And dude, it's got to be wearing a Speedo as well.
No, I mean, you... Okay,
Hoffmaster so
you
know, or Hoffinator?
If you do Hoff in anything else, you got to... Because we got fucking Energon boats with huge bolt-on tits. Mm-hmm. You have to do Baywatch next.
Yeah. I mean, I could honestly see a Baywatch Transformer happening.
Yeah. Oh, my God. A Pamela Anderson-themed Thunderboat.
With launching missile titties.
So just a second here. Now, okay. What? Junkions can transform into bikes and ride one another. What if they had Sea-Doos, you know, jet skis that could ride one another?
No, it's going to be the Hoff's car from Baywatch Nights. Where it was kind of like Baywatch was trying to be the X-Files for a while.
Oh, that's right. They had a haunted house episode.
What?
That's ridiculous.
I am not shitting you. Baywatch, I'm telling you, like Hoff, he was Mitch Baywatch or whatever the fuck that character's name is. And it was called Baywatch.
Michael Baywatch.
It was called Baywatch Nights.
Oh shit, I just did it.
right?
Scott.
Oh my god.
This sounds like the results of an AI prompt.
No.
Here it is.
The original premise of the show is that during a midlife crisis, Sergeant Garner Ellerby, who was a resident police officer of Baywatch since the beginning of the series, decides to quit his job and as a police officer and form a detective agency with Mitch Buchanan. It wasn't Baywatch. My mistake. His friend from Baywatch joins to support him, and they are in turn joined by a detective named Ryan McBride, played by Angie Harmon. Singer Lou Rawls, who starred in the first season, yes, performed the series theme song After the Sun Goes Down alongside David Hasselhoff. Rawls played the role of Lou Raymond, owner of the nightclub, where the detective agency rented its office. For the second season, facing slipping ratings, which were never as good as the original series, the producer decided to switch to a science fiction format. Gregory Allen's left the series and was replaced by Dorian Gregory as Diamant Teague, a paranormal expert. The new format did not help, and it was canceled after the second season. Oh, my wife is standing here.
I remember just catching that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I remember catching just one episode of that, and it was like a haunted house episode.
Yeah.
And it was super fucking weird because the haunted house, and I think they did some weird, like, Twin Peaks style shit where it's like the guard watchtowers, you know, like when lifeguards get their own little private booth.
Let's watch
over the beach.
Let's read a couple of these plot lines. Mitch and Griff investigate a sunken freighter that a woman claims was sunk by a New Guinea sea monster.
Okay, I gotta say this. I feel like a guy who just discovered that the Star Wars prequels exist.
Mitch, Griff, and Ryan investigate a series of murders committed by a half-human, half-fish woman intent on having a baby. Mitch and Ryan head to an oil rig where they encounter a gelatinous sea monster. Mitch rescues a young man who claims to have a connection with the Roswell incident.
That's garbage.
Yeah.
You ever remember watching X-Files and there was that one episode where they had a spin-off based on the tech geeks that they tried to do their own series about? Yeah.
The Lone Gunman.
That's what this is.
Mitch is shocked that a child he saved 6 years ago is now part of a Haitian voodoo cult. Ryan suspects the woman she and Mitch saw commit a murder is a vampire. Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem I have with all this. This is all very interesting, Mitch. How do you make money off this? Do you just root through the vampire's pockets after you beat him? That's mugging.
There's not even a gratuitous shot of Pamela Anderson running by in her red Speedo just for, like, oh my god, was that a ghost or was that actually Pam Anderson?
Radioactive dust from a space shuttle is accidentally dropped onto a farmer's field.
Fantastic far.
Mitch and Ryan must play a computer game similar to Dungeons & Dragons to rescue a man and his daughter being held hostage by the Game Master.
What?
You heard him.
I don't think I can make that any clearer, Kyle.
Hell, what this shit got canceled?
What this feels like is like, you know how the DC universe, the cinematic DC universe, was like constantly trying to catch up with the MCU and it was totally confused about what it wanted and kept trying to go in different directions to try to catch up?
Because they didn't have a plan?
They kept trying to copy other, and then Green Lantern threw it out.
Man of Steel, which is not a fucking superhero movie. And then, oh shit, well that didn't work. Well, Batman versus Superman, throw everybody into it.
Mitch and Ryan search for the source of a desert wind that's making people go insane. Like, they're really trying.
Maybe it's because it's hot.
Mitch and Ryan go to a Walmart to investigate why the door opens by itself, but only before 11 p.m. Ooh, spooky. Oh, my God, Mitch. The faucets turn themselves on at this wall. The toilet just flushed by itself. This Walmart's haunted. Ooh. Mitch and Ryan go through a vortex and emerge 20 years in the future. Mitch, the show's canceled.
Yes. ceases to be.
Fade. That should have been the last episode. Oh my god.
Oh my god. It's 20 years later and we're canceled.
Yeah, I kind of saw that.
Instead of last episode, I sent it to the fucking psychic.
Whenever we were searching for a wind that makes people go insane, I could have told you this shit was getting canceled there, Mitch.
Could you imagine a finale to this show where, like, the great old ones come out of the sea and destroy mankind and the world ends?
Mitch and Ryan, like, and
this is the canonical ending to Baywatch.
Mitch and Ryan investigate a fart that smells good. Jesus Christ. Oh my god. Oh, going over to the chat. Let's see here. Anyone else see? Okay. Wolf1701 says, I'm for Titan Skylynx. Giga Twin says, if Skylynx isn't a self absorbed posh asshole, then it's not Skylynx. Crossbones Koopa said, yes, Knight Rider, about damn time. Giga Twin, anyone else see MMC's drift that turns into the car from Initial D? I did. I kind of thought it was a April Fool's joke at first. Giga Twin said, now that's, oh yeah, it was real. Crossbones Koopa says, wind charger and tailgate as the kit car. The 82 Firebird. Belusha says, maybe Kit will be a Hoffmaster. Giga Twin says, G.I. Joe. Wolf responds with, a real American hero. Giga Twin comes back, oh god, if the Earth is hollow, I pray we don't have the same hollow Earth that's in SRW series, because then Shu Shirkawala would be real, and that man is scary. Crossbones Koopa says, if they do an 82 Firebird, you know Hasbro can do a proper wind charger and tailgate, and if they don't, feel free to HR gag or shame me. Wolf 1701 says, what the hell is Baywatch? You lucky man, Wolf. Crossbones Koopa said, I think they can do Airwolf as a crossover. Belusha said, Hoff could come with a vodka bottle and a floor burger. Dude, what about a vodka burger? It's, you put the meat and the vodka in a bucket, you mix it all up, you have yourself a liquor burger. Crossbones Koopa says, I want to see a skit of Optimus as the Hoff on the floor drunk with an Energon cube. Actually, I think that's been done before. I think that, who's the guy that does Optimus whenever they can't get Peter Cullen and anybody else? He was Optimus in one of the Netflix series. Bailey? Fuck, he does a lot of voiceover.
Todd Bailey?
No, I can't, he was a Transformers fan for a long time. He used to be on the TwinCast podcast.
John Bailey, isn't it?
John Bailey. I don't think it's Tom. I think it's John Bailey.
John.
Yeah.
I believe you. I'm sorry. I just got my hearing back, dude. It's...
Kyle, you racist.
I just got it back, man.
It came to me in the mail today. No, John Bailey, I think he did. He used to do these skits where he would pretend to be Optimus Prime and call up Chinese restaurants and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he did. He had reviews for a while where he wore the gloves, mm-hmm. these blue gloves, so he could pretend he was Optimus doing reviews like a first-person perspective as the Optimus, and he would vocode his voice to sound a little bit more like Optimus.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember him like doing the voice for a Chinese restaurant where they called up a real Chinese restaurant and went, "Yeah, I want some Peking duck," and like somebody was doing Iron High voice, "Get the fried rice, get the fried rice, fried rice." Could I get a side of Energon sauce? And the woman on the other, yeah, Energon sauce. How much you want? And he goes, two boxes will be fine. Till all are one. And they hang up.
You should have said cubes.
Yeah. You wanted Energon sauce.
But, cubes worth.
Yeah, I seem to remember him doing an Optimus Hoff. Fuck.
God, fuck. That
sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I dare dream if this is successful. We could get Team Knight Rider spinoffs.
You know what? As stupid as that show was, I fucking love Team Knight Rider.
They had a fucking plane Knight Rider.
Yeah. Yeah. And it turned out Kit, the old Kit, was the plane.
Really?
Yeah.
So you could do literally
Stratosphere Knight Rider.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, at what point did you just do Mask?
As soon as people find out what Mask is.
I mean, that show, Team Knight Rider, really was about as close as to a live-action Mask as we've ever gotten.
Besides the transforming vehicle part.
Well, I mean, the motorcycles. Remember, the motorcycles would split up. There was, like, one vehicle that was big, and then it would split in two, and they'd each be a motorcycle.
There was a series of masked vehicles called the Split Seconds, where they would, like, the vehicle would turn into two distinct vehicles. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, there was something like that with Team... I like Team Knight Rider. I mean, the acting in it was shit. I'll be the first to say it. The acting was shit. The writing was essentially fan fiction, but I kind of fucking loved it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I kind of...
Yeah, the lesbian subplot in the mid-season was kind of the giveaway that, oh, this is fan fiction.
You know, any time that you have a guy who's, like, able to beat brainwashing because he had a piece of gum in his mouth. That's, well, okay.
What?
That was an episode, yeah. Dude. That was an episode.
What?
Yeah. So they would brainwash these people by floating them in a tube, like sensory deprivation. and then they brainwash them to do crimes, right? So they get one of Team Knight Rider, right? And he's like floating in the tube, and they're going,
"You're going to kill the president," or something like that. I don't know. Just do something evil. Over and over, just do something evil. Kick your mom in the balls. Do something evil, right?
So they're going through this whole fucking thing of like, oh, okay, this dude's being... And they bust him out, and they go, "Are you evil, Steve? Are you evil?" And he goes, "No, I had a piece of gum in. I just focused on that."
Yeah. That doesn't work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Same sound? I don't know.
I swear to God.
Because all my senses aren't deprived. It's not going to work if I'm still chewing on shit.
I swear to God, I'm telling you. Oh, God, please let the flavor of this last until my team can get me. If this goes bland, I'm in bad trouble.
Dumb, but at least it's comprehensible. I understand, like, what they were trying to do, even though it's dumb.
It is one step, it is one degree away removed from Adam West's Batman.
Yeah. Shark repellent.
You remember Music Master? You remember Music Master was in the old Adam West series, and he got Batman and Robin trapped on a giant conveyor belt piano.
I mean, that happened three or four times a month with them.
But this one plot that happened with them was especially grand. Get it? Grand piano. Because the teeth or the keys that were going to come down and strike them were avoided because Batman came up with the theory, tweet, Robin, tweets like you've never tweeted before. And somehow that left them unscathed, and then Robin asked Batman, "How did you know that would work, Batman?" And Batman said something to the lines of, "Well, if you play the music yourself, then the keys won't crush you because you've already said the note out loud."
God fucking damn it.
And Robin was like, brilliant.
That makes less sense than the gum.
Brilliant.
The fucking thing's programmed to do it.
Batman, do you notice the pills they have me taking are shrinking my dick?
I really hope he sued the shit out of somebody. If that
right?
was real.
Look, I ain't keeping any job if it means, like, if it means my dick is going to retreat into my fucking body, I ain't keeping that job. Done. I am done with that.
Did you guys ever see that, was it AI-generated video where they actually had, like, perfectly generated deepfake voices from the Justice League characters from Justice League Unlimited? And they reveal that, Batman's tracking devices don't actually work. He just has the ability to sense any bat-shaped object.
I had a buddy who had kind of a small wang. His name was, I'm going to make up a name, BJ. We're going to call him BJ, right? But BJ, and that's close enough to his real name that my friends who listen to this are going to go, "Oh, yeah, I remember that happening." So BJ, this was back in the days. Remember when Spike TV, they had like those commercials with the big smiling guy who had taken the pills and he got a bigger dick. So he was smiling all the time, smiling Bob. I forget what the name of the fucking pills were. Essentially big dick pills, right? But they would tell you, don't drink alcohol with these pills. Right? You have to drink like a lot of water and don't drink alcohol with your dick pills. Plain and simple. You want a bigger dick? This is the trade-off. You can't get drunk. So, BJ, just decides to wash down all these pills with alcohol. Because he's a drunk. He's an absolute drunk, right? And he comes to me and he goes, one day he goes, Scott, you worked in a hospital, right? You worked in a hospital. Technical Jim goes, you're thinking of Enzyte. Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Technical Jim. Thank you. He goes, you worked in a hospital. I said, buddy, I worked in a hospital for a couple of weeks. I drew blood, right? He goes, yeah, but you're the closest thing I've got to a doctor, so I need to ask you. I'm taking the Enzyte. My dick's getting smaller.
Oops.
So I don't know what you're fucking doing, man. You got to go to a doctor, right? He goes, I mean, what do you think I should do? I said, maybe it's backing up to get a running start. I don't know. Get your ass to a doctor.
A running
that,
start?
That is the honest to God advice I gave. Maybe it's backing up to get a running start. Go to the doctor.
It's charging up. It's for its final attack.
It's like whenever you do a big punch, you're pulling back. Wham!
But you got to scream, and you got to shake your fist as you do it. You got to make sure that the air is vibrating so that way people see it's charging up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Going over to the chat here, Technical Jim says, remember that Knight Rider reboot that was a Ford Mustang that could turn into other Ford vehicles? I do. I think the dude that does Lego Batman was the voice of that Knight Rider, if I'm not mistaken. And, like, the main character in that was actually Hoff's kid, but he didn't know he was Hoff's kid. Crossbones Koopa says, can we get Thunderbirds Transformers crossover? My mom loved Thunderbird series when she was a kid. Your mom wasn't the only one. I fucking love the Thunderbirds, too. Peter Cullen was Carr in the Mustang Knight Rider, and he transformed into a robot, and that was when it got good. Wolf 1701, his name was fucking Bob. Enzyte Bob. Crossbones Koopa said, I took Viagra if it got stuck in my throat and I had a stiff neck for 4 hours. I don't have my drum setting. Ba-da-bum! There we go. And Duanas Perez says, I like working in a hospital. Sometimes it was good, sometimes it was bad. Whenever that dead body sat up on me, I quit. Moving on to Looky What I Found. Xavier, do you have a Looky What I Found?
There was one thing that was said earlier I wanted to look up and find. And I forgot to make the callback to it, but it reminded me. And I'll just say it so you guys can go find it in the audience if you are so interested. There actually was an official Hello Kitty and Gundam crossover anime.
Oh, my God.
What?
So, yes, there was. It was Amuro Ray freaking out at Kitty getting into his head. And Amuro Ray's like, I can't believe this. The PTSD has finally manifested as a small pink kitten. And then at the end of it, he's just like, no, wait, it's actually just a pink kitten. I'm okay. Everything's okay. The world's going to be fine.
Oh, thank God. Thank God for that. Kyle, buddy, do you have a Looky What I Found?
Well, no, that was one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Xavier. My apologies. Hit me with another.
This one, it's not Transformers related, but since you are a drummer, Scott, this is for you.
Oh, let's see here. So I'll share the screen so that everyone may enjoy. Screen number one, allow. And I heard the Facebook chime go off. And let's see here. Bern Kinez. Let's see here. Good morning. Crappy off-brands. You love your crappy off-brands.
It's just such an infinite well.
The Simpsons Band. And it's an... Looks like a Mega 11. Or an Uzi? I don't know. I don't know guns.
An Uzi, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'm joining the band. Shit. Oh, fuck, man. Kyle, do you have a Looky What I Found?
I've been finding God through this entire experience.
Yeah, wow. That's good.
Is he a Transformers fan?
I bet he would be.
He's a little orange robot.
I bet he would be. What about you, Thomas? Any Looky What I Founds?
No.
Well,
I mean, I just got back from driving, so I haven't found anything.
Well, while I got you here, how about reinforcements? Do you have any reinforcements from Cybertron this week?
I don't have anything here, but I have things that are coming to me.
Ooh.
I ordered DevCon from Japan.
Nice.
Because he was never going to turn up here. I also ordered Tigerhawk from a nearby place, and also I got one of those sets of those Beast Wars repaints.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the Tigatron and Black Arachnia one.
Uh-huh.
I think I'd like to get the one that has Airazor and Inferno, because mm-hmm. that Inferno looks really, really good, and he comes with an extra booster that you can use for his gun.
Right on. Right on.
So I'm interested in that. I also ordered yesterday Missing Link Convoy.
Nice.
Hey.
Nice.
So you're getting yourself a G1 articulated fig.
Yeah, the one with the trailer. Yeah. Okay. Because there's two versions. You can get the cab, which is cheaper and it's meant to be a little bit more cartoon accurate, and then there's the toy accurate one.
Oh. I just never got into the idea of Missing Link at all.
I'm curious.
I would like to get it, but it is just not right now. It's not in my financial wheelhouse. I can't afford it right now.
I mean the cab, the single cab one is cheaper, but
yeah.
So you might consider that.
Nah, gonna pass. Xavier, buddy, how about you? Any reinforcements this week?
I found Core Beast Machines Cheetor, Gamerverse Starscream that has the big old corn on the cob cockpit. So he's staying in box. Uh-huh. There's the Junk Heap from Studio Series 84. I think this is the number 26 one, and Rise of the Beast Wheeljack.
Hell yeah, man! How about you, Kyle? I got him in a little plastic bag here, and I'll explain why. I got the Renderform upgrade kit for Trailbreaker. So I got like the G1 head on Trailbreaker. Fucking great. I love it. I put it right here. I was admiring it. He fell over and the arm broke off.
No.
It breaks my fucking heart, man. Breaks my absolute heart. Hold on here. So you can see it broke off right there, like this incredibly fucking thin panel. Like, and I'll show you the piece that broke off here. This is what I have to work with to try to repair this. Let's see here.
Would it be possible to acquire another one?
A trailer? No, never. Not without a blood sacrifice.
Yeah.
I could just buy that 5-pack, you know.
No, not doing it. I got myself some plastic weld, and I'm going to give that a try.
Not doing it. Even if it'll be cheaper, not doing it.
Not doing it. Not doing it.
I swear, I think Trailbreaker goes for like...
35, 40 bucks.
Yeah.
Maybe now that they've gotten rid of the fucking... that the 5-pack's coming out, and people are going to be like, oh, I like the cartoon. Like, I remember him being like 80 bucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sunstreaker, Jesus fucking Christ. The masterpiece is cheaper.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy a Sunstreaker, straight up.
This
masterpiece really? Is cheaper than the Earthrise one. Yes.
It's gotten that bad.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was the first time I considered maybe I'll dump it all and just buy masterpiece, or at least the bad cube one.
Yeah, he's not.
I have a collection of unopened Quintessons.
Oh fuck! It's gone.
Nope, I caught it. Okay, I'm gonna stop fucking with it right now because I'm gonna lose it.
I've got like three different the Voyager Quintesson.
Mm-hmm.
I've got like three of them that are still in the box.
And I got this custom done. This is my custom Slipstream. Siege Slipstream. And I am so pleased with the way she turned out.
This null rays.
Oh, that gun. That gun came with the Trailbreaker head. And yeah, I'll get you a closer look at the face. The face turned out nice. I like that solid black face. It looks like the G1 toys.
Yep.
And yeah, the...
The null rays are really nice.
The pink paint, the purple paint on the wings turned out really, really nice. Super happy with this. I'm so happy how this turned out.
What painting method did you use?
Okay, so here we go. There's a whole bunch of methods here. For the legs, the wings, the pylons, like crystal. This back piece here.
PTSD.
That was all airbrushed. I used apple barrel paints. I thinned it down to about the consistency of milk, sprayed it, gave them each about probably about 8 or 9 coats. Eight or 9 coats for each one of those.
Cocaine off of Pokemon card.
Absolutely. The purple on this is all hand-painted purple. I would mask it off, paint it. Same with the grays. All the grays are hand-painted grays. And this orange for the cockpit here. And this back here, hand-painted. For the head, painted it a solid black. Used toothpicks to paint the eyes red.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, the airbrush gets such... The airbrush is great because it gets super thin layers on. And it just... It turns out beautifully. Your first pass with an airbrush always looks like shit. Always 100%. Always going to look like shit. But then you just keep going over it.
Like on Nexus Max.
Yeah.
Does it survive? Is this the paint survive transformation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, so it's quite good then.
Yeah. Well, another thing that I do is for like little parts like this and for like 5mm posts and what have you, any place that there's like some place that might rub, I'll file it down.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I file it so that it would be loose, right? And then
clears for the paint.
Exactly. And then I give everything a matte clear coat, and then that tightens the joints right back up again.
That's perfect. That's great. That's actually pretty smart. Yeah.
So, and does it take a long time? Yeah, it takes a fucking long time. But then, like, I'm not going to make a transformer that I can't fucking transform.
Well, yeah, it's worth it to do it right.
Right.
Even if it takes longer.
Right now, the big thing. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kyle.
How much would it cost for you to make me a Thundercracker in Skywarp?
From
Thunder Honky, Kyle.
From what? From what mold?
From like an Earthrise Seeker, like the Legacy one.
I would tell you this: for anybody else, I'd do it for 120, 150, somewhere in there. For you, I'd do it. Just get me the figure, pay shipping back and forth. I ain't gonna. You're my buddy, man. I ain't gonna charge you.
But $300.
Yeah, it's fuck what, because it's a thing where like if I was gonna make this for somebody, if they would get me the figure, I'd charge them just the work I put into this, because I did hours on this. This was hours of work. I would charge them $100, $150, somewhere in there for just the work. But you're my friend, man. I mean, if you don't mind waiting a little while, I'd do it for you for free. Just you get me the figures and you pay the shipping to and then back to you. It's on the house.
Make sure it's wrapped in a hammock that has the ass cut out, because Scott gets into the Shoyden stuff.
Oh yeah. But yeah, it's peaceful. I like doing it. I'm working on a I'll show you what I'm working on currently. This is it's going to be hard to see because I haven't painted the face up yet. This is the titanium scourge mold, and I'm turning into one of those mono cyclopean seekers from the cyclopean scourges from the movie thing that they did, where it had like rails and everything.
Yeah, but they're Nazi SS or whatever.
Yeah. So I got a titanium scourge, and I'm turning him into one of those. Now that one took a little bit of doing because I had to use a Dremel and like rip the face out and put stuff in 3D print a face. But I mean, I 3D printed a lot of this. The head on this is 3D printed. The chest is 3D printed. The Null Rays are 3D printed. I'm working on... Here's how it starts, too. I'm working on this one. Here is Thrust. There's my Siege Thrust that I'm working on right now. So, I mean,
I want to see more of this.
Yeah, this is how this is going to start. This is how this starts. So
this is interesting.
First thing I'm doing with this, I 3D printed out the wings. And I broke off this. I'm going to glue it back in with like baking soda and super glue to make it really, really sturdy. Yeah.
Put an oxygen mask.
Oxygen mask.
Perform surgery.
And I am also, you know, while I'm doing that, just killing time, I'm painting up Dirge's wings yellow while I'm killing time.
I don't understand why you just can't take your Earthrise Hound to your new Jamaican South African friend and ask him to perform miracles. It's literally plastic, and he's a plastic surgeon.
Plastic surgeon, man. You think he would. I don't know if we're friends yet, but I mean, come on.
I only had one conversation with him, and it's kind of a business transaction.
Yeah. I take your foot, I cut it open, I give you the glass. Go away. Transaction is done.
I feel like he's ready to come on the show and talk about Transformers.
He did ask me, you like tech, you a big tech guy. You know, because I had the picture of me next to the Tesla bot. And I said, I'm not too big on the Tesla vehicles, but yeah, I will buy one of these robots whenever it comes out. And I said, but I'm more of the 3D printing, you know, which kind of goes hand in hand with robotics. I just wanted to end on 3D printing. Just to piss Xavier off.
Nope. I know you can't help it. That's why I'm going to ask your new friend to do some plastic surgery for you and remove that from your vocabulary, from the Werner Braun portion of your brain.
Going over to the chat one last time for the night. Duanas Perez says, I like working in a hospital. Wolf1701 says, I work in a hospital. Duanas then says, I get to see people who are just as crazy as me, but with less impulse control. It's great. Crossbones Koopa says, question, could Hasbro do a Commander class Power Master Optimus? I feel like we may get that. We may get that eventually. Crossbones then says, breaks my heart, Hasbro. Cheaper plastic 10 or 20 years ago. Trailbreaker would have jumped up and said, hey, Scott, my force field protected me. I wish he would have had a force field. I wish he would have had a force field. I want to say thank you to Crossbones Koopa, Duanas Perez, Wolf1701, Technical Jim, Belucius, Crossbones Koopa. I don't know if I said Giga Twin. Dwayne Marsh was in here someplace. Technical Jim, absolute pleasure seeing everybody in the chat tonight. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. Say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Peace, bitches.
Word.
Don't forget to tip your waiter on the way out and, I don't know, fucking slap Chris Rock.
Slap Chris Rock.
Tell him, don't talk about your wife like that.
Don't you get my wife's dick out of your mouth.
No. That's the quote.
Yeah. Night all.
Night.